These are the ordinances, the mishpotim that you should place before them. And the Torah goes on to speak about the parish of Eved Ivri. One would have thought that after Maimon Har Sinai, the Klal Yisrael mamash reached the Madrega of Malachim. He said, Nasav and Ishma, the Chazal say that a Baskel came out in Hashemayim and said, Migilo Levonai Sod V'Rozeh Shemalachi Hashoros Mishtamshin Boy. They literally used language that the Malachim used. They reached such a very high Madrega, and literally they heard the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one would have thought that the laws that they were told afterwards are mamish like exalted laws that mamish deal with heavenly things. And here the Torah tells us, these are the mishpatim you should place before them, the regular dinei mamonos. What's the pshat? There's a medrash over here that says the following. On ve'eilu ha'mishpatim asher tosim lefneihem, the medrash quotes a pasuk in Tehillim. Ve'oiz melech mishpat ohev, the mighty king, he loves justice. Ata koinanta meisharim, you have established fairness. Ve'oiz melech, the mighty king, mishpat ohev, he loves justice. You established fairness. So on that the Medrash says, you have established fairness to your beloved, to the nation Klal Yisrael. Through the mishpatim that you gave them, they create arguments mishpat, and through that they come to justice. Very strange lashon in the Medrash. Al yidei mishpatim shenosata lahem, through the mishpatim that you gave them, heim oisin meriva ze'em ze'. They create arguments with each other. Uboin l'dei mishpat, and through that they come through with that they come through justice. So the Divna Magid asks a question: If the Medrash would have said that when they make arguments with each other, the Torah brings justice between them, that I could understand. But what's right over here, through the mishpatim that you gave them, they make arguments, and then they come to justice. The Torah is something to make arguments. That's a very difficult thing to understand. So the Dubna Magid says a Mayur de Kipshati. And he's magged them a different pasuk. It says in Sefer Dvarim, Shoyftim v'shoytrim titin l'chol v'chol sho'arecha. Judges and enforcers you should place for yourself in all of your dwelling places. Which means the Gemara says in Masechtas Makis, every city has to have a Beis Din, every little province has to have a Beis Din. Wherever you go, every little spot has to have a Beis Din. Zokta Divna Magid, it would seem that we Jews need more law and order than the rest of the nations of the world. Every place else, they have a court, you know, in a city, they have a court in a district, but every single little hamlet has to have a court. And by us, every little hamlet has to have a Beis Din. That would be mashma, that we have more crime than you find by the Goyim. How do we understand that? Zokta Divna Magid Lehefach. The opposite is true. Because the Torah sensitizes us, it makes us more sensitive to what it means to be pegeya in somebody else's mamon. It sensitizes us to what it means to be pegeya in somebody else's coven. That is why we have many more halachas and many more ordinances that you find by the Goyim. And therefore we have many more dinei Torah. L'marshal, the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu, in his Masechtas Avodah Zarah, there were 1,000 prakim. We only have 5 prakim in our Masechtas Avodah Zarah. Avraham Avinu had 1,000 prakim in his Masechtas Avodah Zarah. What does that mean? Heretz is, Avraham Avinu was much more sensitive to Avodah Zarah than we are. L'marshal, by us, Avodah Zarah means serving idols. But Chazal said there's other ways of serving Avodah Zarah. Kol HaKoyeh is Ki'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah. Getting angry is tantamount to serving idols. Avraham Avinu had much greater sensitivities to Avodah Zarah than we do. So whereas we have 5 prakim in our Avodah Zarah, Avraham Avinu had 1,000 prakim in his Avodah Zarah. And it's the same thing with our halachas compared to the Goyim. The Goyim have a loy signaiv. That's one of the zayimits of Bnei Noach. But our loy signaiv is a much more sensitive loy signaiv. It has a lot more seifim. And the male, there's a lot more dinei Torah in it. And the male, you need more judgments. And the male, you need more batei din. It's because of our refinement. It's because of the mishpat to make us great that we are more sensitive when it comes to loy signaiv. Chafetz Chaim one time. It was his grandson's bar mitzvah. So there was one drasha by the bar mitzvah, another drasha. Everybody was waiting to hear the Chofetz Chaim's drasha. Chofetz Chaim, he refused to speak. I was wondering, by an ainikl, Chofetz Chaim shouldn't speak by his own ainikls. Ainikls bar mitzvah, suda, what's the pshat? He didn't say. A few weeks later, he was giving a chabura to a group of Talmidim, and he was talking about Leis Signeif. He says, it's Yitochim. There's good reason to believe that if you're by an affair and there are a few speakers and you realize that everyone's looking forward to hearing your drasha and you're going to be taking away the coverage from other people, that goes into the parsha of Leisignif. But maybe they understood retroactively why the Chofetz Chaim, he sensed that people wanted to hear what he had to say, and he was afraid that by him speaking he's going to take away the coverage from others. And maybe he didn't speak. That goes into the parish of Leis Signei. So that's the shot over here. That's number one, the reason why Shoftim v'Shoytim Titan Lecha B'chol Sha'arecha, because the Torah sensitizes us, because the Torah gives us more halachas, more se'ifim in the halachas of Gnev and the halachas of Mamonis. Mimela, there's more dinei Torah. There's more than dinei Torah. Shaytim v'shaytim tikkun l'chol b'chol sharecha. Not only in every single city, in every single district, b'chol pelach b'pelach, every little spot. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, me biker bat erev, he had dinei Torah waiting for him, lines of dinei Torah waiting for him. And that's the pshat over here. When the Medrash says over here, Al Yidei HaMishpatim Shenasat Olam Heinois Meriva, it's because of the Torah that you gave them that there's more Dinei Torah. Because the Torah sensitizes them. Because the Torah refines them. And they realize that there's more reason to worry. Maybe they will pay gay on somebody else's mum and in somebody else's covet. To do what Chazal say when it says in the Aseres HaDibros Leisinaf, shouldn't be Mizanah. That includes Masik Vureyehu. Taking away business from somebody else, overstepping your bounds. There's overstepping a person's bounds when it comes to his friend's wife. There's overstepping bounds when it comes to business. By Goyim, there's no such thing. By Goyim, there's no such thing as with your dibur to be mazik someone. No such thing. And if there is, if you do find that by Goyim, everybody knows that a lot of the halachas that were given over to the world are based on Judeo-Christian values. Who are the ones that were mechadish that to the world? That was mechadish through the Torah. So that's the pshat. Ayidei ha-mishpatim shenasato lahem. Through the mishpatim you gave them, you have refined them. Memela is more dinei Torah, and memela through that they come to mishpat. Now a couple of examples of the sensitivity that we get through the mishpatim. Couple of examples. Number one, there's a din of kefil in the Torah. That if a person is a ganer, he has to pay kefil. A gazlan does not have to pay kefil. But a ganer has to pay kefil. Why does a ganer pay kefil? There's different reasons that are given. The reason that Chazal say is because a gazlan, Mimela, he's not afraid of HaKadosh Baruch, he's not afraid of Bnei Adam. He steals outright without any fear. A ganer, if he showed more fear for Bnei Adam than he did for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to pay kefa. He's afraid of people. He goes stealthily into somebody's house and he steals. So for people, he's afraid. He's not afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has to pay kefa. Shashar Paul Hirsch,
says a mayor de kipshat, a ganav that sneaks into somebody's house and he steals, he did two avlas over here. Number one, the simple avla was, he took away his friend's belonging, he was mafsid him. That's one avla. But number two, he created a breach in the trust of society. A person, when he leaves his house, he expects it to be secure, and he expects to come back and to find it intact with nothing stolen. But if a person has to leave his home and worry that when he comes back there'll be things missing, that takes away the whole trust within society. It takes away the whole security within society that a person has in his house. So Mimela, not only did you take away a person's object, but you were chayte to society. Because if there are ganavim in the community, Mimela, the homes are no longer considered secure. Mimela, a person can no longer go to a chasne or to a simcha and feel secure that when he comes back, he'll have everything intact the way it was. So it's a chayte to the personal bialim of this object. It's also a chayte to society. Mimela, you have to pay cable. That's a sensitivity that the Torah teaches us that you don't find anyplace else. That is one Indian that you find that you find a special sensitivity. We also find loisirsach, killing. So loisirsach means murder. But by yidden, you find something that you don't find anyplace else, and that is malbim pnei chaver barabim is considered like a shofech dam. There's that extra sensitivity, that extra refinement that you should know. Malbim bnei chaveri barabim is tantamount to killing someone. Rabbi Herschel Waxman says over a maisha that he learned in Beis Medrash Elyon, and in the afternoon he was chavrusas with the mashgiach, Rabbi Yisrael Yanka Kaplan Zatzal. So once after mincha, he comes to his seat to learn with the mashgiach, and he sees the mashgiach is bawling, he's crying. So he looks at him, he says, why is the mashgiach crying? Is everything okay? So he says, he just saw a bachur be mavazin somebody else barabin. So he goes, shoot, okay, well, it's only that. He says, okay, chashtei, it's taki a terrible thing, but adkidei kach, did you have to cry about it like that? So he tells him, if you saw one bachur stabbing another, would you be crying? So he said, yeah. So he says, hainu hach, that's the exact same thing. Hainulach, that's shofech dam. By a yid, the Torah refines us. The malbim bnei chaver barabim, that is tantamount to shvichas dam. Here, the Torah teaches us that sensitivity. Memela, that's the pshat over here. Al yidei hamishpotim, that they refine us, they lift us up. That creates more machloitzim in dinei Torah because they know what to be teveya. There's more tefiyas by dinei Torah, so you need batei dinim, and therefore you need all of these mishpatim over here. Rashi brings down by Eved Ivri. It says sheishan yavid uvashvi vashviyis yeitzei lachov shichina. If after 6 years, v'em omer yomer ha'eved or hafti as adoni. As ishti vezbonoi lo yeitzei chofshi. If he says, I love my master, I love my sons, I love my wife, I don't want to go out free. What happens? V'rotza adoino vezoznei b'marzeya v'avodei liyoylam. His master should pierce his ear with the needle and he will serve him forever, which Rashi says means lo oylomoi shol yoylam. So Rashi brings down the chazal. Why is it that the ear gets pierced more than any other part of the body? Says Rashi, if it's someone that was sold by Bezin for a Geneva, Oizen Zu Shesham al Har Sinai Loisignai, this ear that heard the Yisr of Loisignai, and apparently it didn't really hear it totally, you have to pierce the ear to give it sort of like a reminder you didn't hear Loisignai properly. If it's someone that sold himself as an Eved, the Meicher Atzmai, you are my servant, and not servants to other people, that has to be pierced. Now I understand the second, you want to remain an eved to somebody else, because Baruch Hu said, and you want to be a servant to someone else that takes away from servitude to me, that I could understand the ear gets pierced. But why are we piercing the ear now for Loisignai? He stole 6 years ago. The fact that he wants to stay here right now extra, he's got nothing to do with his original Geneva. That's long done. He paid for that Geneva already. So why, if the Eved says, I want to stay here further, do we pierce his ear for Lei Sigmund? What does Lei Sigmund have to do with anything over here? Because he wants to stay weiter as an Eved, he gets pierced for Lei Sigmund. What is the connection over here? This is what the Mepharshim say. So I'd like to say a pshat based on a story that I heard from Rabbi Dr. Twersky, Rabbi Dr. Avraham Yeshua Twersky. It's known that he has a rehab center for alcoholics and for drug addicts. He has a rehab center. So he once said over the following mice. There was a woman that used to come to his rehab center. She was being treated as an alcoholic. For a long, long period of time, she did not have one drink. She was doing beautifully. One day she had a tough day at work. And she came home. She wanted to pour out her heart to her husband, and he wasn't home. She needed that comfort, so she climbs up on a chair. She had a bottle put away, you know, in the corner, which she hadn't touched for ages. She takes it. She takes a swig. Takes a drink. What did I do? She quickly throws away the bottle, puts her finger down her mouth. She vomits it up. She runs out of the house. And she doesn't return for a few days. She calls her husband, I can't return. For the longest period of time, I was able to control myself. And now I wasn't, I gave in to my taiva. I can't go back. And she rushed, she couldn't. The Aveira, so to speak, bothered her so much, she couldn't come back home for a number of days. So Rabbi Twersky said, do we feel the same thing about our Aveiras? You know, that if a person doesn't have Aveira, he's so nervous about the Aveira, he can't go back to the scene of the crime. We don't feel that way about our Aveiras, but it's a lesson to be learned. That's the pshat over here. That's the pshat over here. The Geneva happened 6 years ago. But the Avdus was a result of the Geneva. So if a person really deherred the Aveira of Geneva, he wouldn't want to be in a position where he's connected to the Geneva even. Even though the Geneva happened 6 years ago, but this Avdus was a result of that, and this was a matzav that you were in because you stole. If you found Geneva repugnant enough, if you were their heir, the Avdus in Geneva, you wouldn't want to have any shyness, any remembrance of the Geneva. And here you are, you're willing to stay as an Eved, you're willing to stay in the same situation that you were in because of the Geneva. That shows that you don't even dare how Mia's Geneva is. If you were there, what is it? You want to run away from it. You wouldn't want to have a memory of it. That's the shot over here. The fact that you still want to stay here, you want to stay in a situation that was brought about because of the Geneva, that shows you don't find it Mia's. If you would, you'd want to start a new leaf on life. You wouldn't want to have anything that reminds you of the Geneva. And if you don't, it's a sign you didn't deher what Geneva is. The Chiddush Yerim, he brought up his young grandchild, the Svasemis. Svasemis' father was Nifta when he was a young boy. He was brought up by his grandfather, the Chiddush Yerim. So the Chiddush Yerim used to take him in the coldest winter, wanted to take him as a young boy to visit the Kotzker. The Rebbetzin would scream, what are you taking him in the freezing cold? She would almost wrap him up, bundle him up. In the freezing cold, you have to take him out. She says, Vor in old Yiddish is a truthful Jew. Emes is Vor. Hevilazazen Avoriud, an Emes Dikigir I wanted to see. So Shasemes said over, they came to the Kotzker. They're sitting in front of the Kotzker. All of a sudden, the Rebbetzin in the kitchen, she says, "Oi! Someone stole my silverware!" So the Kotzker says, "What? Someone stole your silverware? It's impossible! The Torah says, leave sitting like, how could anybody steal your silverware? Sashaya!" So Svasema said that for the rest of his life, he says, the words of the Kotzker so were ingrained in him. If the Torah says Lei Siglaid, it's impossible for someone to steal. He said, for the rest of his life, he could not imagine how somebody could steal if the Torah says Lei Siglaid. That's how penetrating the words of the Kotzker were. And that's what the Torah is telling us over here. You heard it straight from, you heard it from HaKadosh Baruch. Okay, you didn't hear it directly. Moshe Rabbeinu said it. But you heard it in Har Sinai. It was first person. You were there, you were present at Har Sinai when it was said, Lei Siglaid. And you're still willing you're still willing to be an eved that reminds you of the Lysigma, he says. He says, it's assuming you didn't deherit L'chadchila, that ear that didn't deher the Avla, that ear has to be pierced. V'chir even anoshim, if two men will be fighting, v'hikra ish es reyehu, and one man strikes his friend, be'even oy be'egreif, with a stone or with a fist, v'lo yamus, and he won't die, v'naf ala mishka, but he becomes bedridden, im yokum v'yisalech v'chutz al mishanta, if he gets up and walks outside with his original power, his own power, v'nikra hamake, then the one that strikes him will be clean, rak, he'll be absolved, rak shivta yiten. He has to pay him for the lost time. He has to pay him for the lost time that he didn't work. Virape, yirape, and he has to pay him for the healing, for the doctor's bills. So the Chofetz Chaim has a very interesting approach to this pasuk. Chofetz Chaim says that we learn from over here that if a person gets tsar to another person, he shouldn't have tainus on that person. He has to realize that the tsar came, if somebody punches him, somebody hurts him, he has to realize that that tsar didn't come from that person. That tsar came min hashamayim because of his aveiros. No, of course, the person that did it is not a tzaddik. Chazal say, "Megalgalin schus al yidei zakai, v'choyv al yidei chayim." Min hashamayim, they make good things happen through good people, and bad things happen through bad people. But this fellow that hit him is a shliach min hashamayim to hurt him, and it's to be mechaper for his aveiros. What's the rayas of the Chofetz Chaim? Because the Torah says, "Rak shivta yiten v'rapa yirape." And the Gemara in Bava Kama says, "V'rapa yirape mikan shenitin rishus l'roif l'rapeis." From here we see that a doctor has rishus to heal someone. Why does a doctor need rishus to heal someone? Zafrashi, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu sent the makir. So what are you getting involved over here in healing the person? So therefore, the Torah says, "V'rapa yirape." Even though Hakadosh Baruch Hu sent the makir, afal pi kein, the doctor has rishus to heal him. So you see clearly, it's Hashem that sent the makir. If it wouldn't be Hashem that sent the makir, you wouldn't need a special heter of v'rapa yirape. So Elamai, if somebody is mitzar his friend, he is a shliach. He's not a good guy. He's not going to get schar for doing his shlichas from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But megalgalin choyv al yidei chayim, he was a shliach of Hakadosh Baruch Hu to cause this person tzar, and therefore we should have no times on him. That's why there's also an isser of nekama in the Torah to take nekama because that person was sent min hashamayim. Marshal Mahadavid, like Mizakta Chavitz Chaim, a fellow walks over to you, he sees that you have dust on your jacket, and he goes like this to you. "I'm going to punch you because of that, because he hit you. Chas v'shalom." He says, "The person did it because he cares about you. He wants to dust off your jacket." The same thing when a friend, when a chaver gives somebody a punch maliciously, he's dusting off his neshama. His neshama had some sort of an unclean blotch on it, and the fact that he has tzar, that knocks it off. That's mechaper on his aveiros. That is the way you have to look at this pasuk. So Rav Eliyahu Lapian said, it comes out from the Chofetz Chaim, that the pasuk takes on a totally different meaning. When we learn the pasuk, the pasuk of Shat in the pasuk, the chiriven anoshim, two people are fighting, and one hits his friend, and the fellow walks around, you're chayiv to pay for lost time and for ripui, and for the doctor's bills. The way the Chofetz Chaim learns, it's a totally different angle. If a person hits his friend, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him to be mechaper for his aveiros, even so, the doctor has rishus to be merapa him. It takes on a totally different angle, a totally different nekuda over here, based on the way that the Chofetz Chaim is learning this pasuk over here. Chassam Sofer said over a beautiful word, b'shem his Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler. It says in the pasuk, "Ki yiten ishal reyehu kesef oy kelim lishmar." If a person will give over to his friend money or vessels to wash, the gunav mi beis ha'ish, and it's stolen from the house of the shomer, im yimotzei haganev, if you find the ganev, yishalom shnoyim, he has to pay kefil. Im lo yimotzei haganev, If the ganav is not found, the nikrav balabayis elohim, and the balabayis has to step forth in front of Besdin, and he has to make a shvua that he wasn't negligent over here in the object getting stolen. So Chassam Sofer said over in the name of Rav Nosson Adler, B'derech Drush, Ki Yiten Ish, who is Ish? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Ish. Hashem Ish Mulchama. Ki Yiten Ish El Reyehu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to his beloved one, to Klal Yisrael, Kesef Oikelim Lishmar. He gives them money, he gives them their belongings, he gives them the sustenance to be able to live on. You should know that you're only a Shomer on that. That's not yours. You have to guard it, and you have to use it properly. You have to use it for Dvarim Shebikdusha. Oh, but what happens if it gunav mibeisayish? What happens if you don't use it for Dvarim Shebikdusha? It's like you're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a din v'cheshbon with you. Im yimotzei haganav, if by the time of the din v'cheshbon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes, you're still found a ganav, you didn't do tshuva, yishalom shnoyim, you're going to have to pay double. Number one, for wasting something that was good. Number one, you didn't utilize it for good things. And number two, you were mechalal it, you used it for mundane things. You should have used it for Dvarim Shebikdusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us things in this world to use for mitzvahs. But what did you do? Not only didn't you use it for mitzvahs, but lehepach, you used it for Dvarim Shel Chayil, for Dvarim Shel Batala. In Yimotzei HaGanav, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds that you remained HaGanav and you didn't do tshuva, Yishalom Shnoyim, you gotta pay double. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds you did tshuva and you don't remain a ganav and you realize the emes in life and you realize what to use your belongings for, adarabba, through that tshuva, the nikra balabayis el elikim. Through that tshuva, you come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than you were originally. The makmishabali tshuva ayndin, afidul tzadagamayin yachalami. When a person is about tshuva, he reaches a higher madrega than before. That's the way Rav Nosson Adler types the pasuk over here. V'chiyishal ishmeim reyehu. If a person borrows an object from his friend, v'nishbar oimeis, and it got broken, or let's say the animal that he borrowed died, ba'olav einimai, shalem yishalem. Since the owner was not with the object, the borrower has to pay. In ba'olav imai, but if I lend you an object and I'm also working for you, then lo yishalem. Then you don't have to pay. This is a famous halacha of ba'olav imai, that if I lend you something, you're chayav to pay for any damages because you kol hanor shalom, you're getting the full usage of it. You're responsible in case something happens. But if I lend you an object, I lend you an animal, and I also hire myself out to you to work, or I'm doing any work for you, then you're potter. And this is one of those halachas that are very hard to understand what the reason for this is. I lend you an object, so just because I'm also working for you, that should make you potter on the object? Why should that be? So the Sefer HaKiddush says the reason. Because if I lend you the object, and I'm also working for you, so since I'm there, I really should be responsible for my own object. I should really take care of that. Memela, if I didn't, then you're a potter. That's a very sure reason, although it applies in some places, but we know that the halacha is that if I'm working for you in one end, in a field, and the object that you borrowed is someplace totally different, you're also a potter. So why should there be a tour of Baba Vima? Shamsun of Father says a myriad of gipshat. You see over here how the Torah is sensitive to covet habrius. If I lend you something, you're chayv and all the einsim. But if I work for you and I get injured on the job, you're not chayiv at all. So that it's going to come out that if I lend you something and I'm working for you, you're going to be more responsible for an object than you are for a person. That's not kavod habrius. That's already a chesaron in kavod habrius. The Torah does not want to give chashivas to an object over a person. If I'm not working for you, is that something else? You're chayiv on the object. But at the same time that my object is by you, and I'm working for you, that you're mechuyev to pay for damages of the object, and you're not mechuyev to pay for me, that is a lack of kavod habrius. The Torah places the ikar emphasis on kavod habrius. A person is definitely more chashuv than an object. Just want to finish off with one last vart from the Kotzker. It says, "Va'anshei kodesh tihiyun li." You should be holy people for me. Zachta Kotzker, you should be holy, but I want you to be anshe. I want you to be people. Malachim, I have plenty in Shemayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to be holy people, which means I don't expect you to be a malach. I want you to be a human being. A human being eats, a human being sleeps, a human being carries on his daily routine. But you have to do it b'kedusha. There are ways of elevating the bria. Va'anshei kodesh tihiyun li. Men, but holy men. Good Shabbos, everybody.